This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We don't have to be together to love each other. We don't have to be together to love each other. Sometimes it's fine.
That is Nomi Superstar with the song simply titled It's Fine to You. And we are honored to have with us Nomi Superstar, or Nomsa Mazwai to us, the founder and director of Funk It, I'm Walking and Soweto Night Tours. Ms. Mazwai is a passionate advocate for cultural heritage and tourism in South Africa, really dedicating her work to preserving and promoting the rich history of Soweto. And as we celebrate the 92nd anniversary of Orlando East, one of the first townships established under apartheid, our conversation will focus on the importance of cultural heritage, tourism, and also the unique experiences that Soweto offers as well. Nomsa, a real pleasure to have you on the program this morning.
Thanks so much, and good morning to everybody that's tuned in and listening.
Firstly, tell us a bit more about your inspiration for founding Funk It, I'm Walking and Soweto Night Tours. You to focus on this cultural heritage tourism in Soweto.
Well, Funk It, I'm Walking aims to make it safe for women to walk at any time in any condition. And what we are is a think tank that looks at sustainable businesses that will enable women's safety. And so one of our first hypotheses was looking at Soweto. Soweto has this high density of people living. If you go to government departments, there's always queues. And month end, if you go to the malls, there's always queues. And there's really an element for Soweto to be a 24-hour economy. And so because we want to make it safe for women at time in any condition, our business, the idea for Soweto was Soweto Night Outdoor Tours. And so we now do night tours in Soweto. And Soweto has an incredible cultural heritage history. I mean, most people, when they go to Soweto, they just do Vilakazi Street. But there are so many other tourist attractions. Mm-hmm. There's the 16 Museum in Jabavu. There's Regina Mundi Church in Rockville. And so with our night tours, we were really looking at what other, tourism experiences are available. I mean, you've got Sawubona Music Jams that's been running since 2012. Every Tuesday they have live music, Mike. I mean, that is such an amazing experience. Big artists perform there. Hot Six Mob, the Brother Moves On has been there. You've got who's been there, Saki's been there, and all the big artists always go to that particular open mic. Then you talk about Orlando East. People don't know that, they don't know the history East. The history of that first house. How did it happen? How did Soweto happen? And so we make sure that we give people a holistic experience of Soweto, giving them the entire history of Soweto. Mm-hmm. Soweto didn't happen on Vilakazi Street only. And there's just a huge potential for tourism in general, at night or during the day. But my business focuses at night because, of course, we want to make it safe for women at night. And so our business is focused on that.
So in addition to its historical significance, Soweto is known for its vibrant culture and art scene as well. How do you incorporate contemporary cultural elements into your tours?
That's what people love the most about our tours, is that we incorporate arts and culture. Because when, the tourism economy is such an incredible economy. People don't understand, how amazing tourism is for South Africans. I mean, this is an economy that doesn't pillage and plunder. You look at the mining industry. When they finish mining, people can't plant the food that they used to plant in those areas anymore, you know. And South African tourism has this multifaceted, there's so many multiple points where people make. One of the groups that make an earning from tourism is cultural groups. And so we have the Phakamisa MaAfrika Youth Choir that goes along with us on the route. So with 1 hour night tours, you have a backtrack of just youth singing the whole route. And then what we also like to do is to activate some of the street performances that we've seen that have been amazing. So if you're in Sandton, Grayston, Sandton Drive, you know there's the Mirror Guys. They are painted in silver.
Yeah.
And that's really entertaining. We try to get them on there. We look at this on the corner of William Nicol and Sandton Drive. There is a jazz band that performs there. You know, those are the people that we reach out to come and, you know, activate on our tour. Because tourism is that. Tourism provides employment for many people. I mean, you look at our night tour. We employ the Community Policing Forum. They patrol at night without getting paid. Mm. We make sure that on our nights they get paid. We've got 5 youth employees, and they get paid. We've got our cultural groups, the Mlungis, the Phakama Afrika Choir, they get paid. We've got our cultural performers that are activated, they get paid. The venue, so for instance, Mandela House, and all of the venues actually open for us at night. So Mandela House, for instance, they start earning an income at a time that they wouldn't actually ordinarily earn an income. So for us, it's really about completely activating the tourism opportunity and making sure that at every touch point, you know, people are earning. Because as Frankenstein Walking, we really want to show people the value of safety. I don't think people understand that safety has an economic value. Most people think that they're poor because they're not safe, but they're not safe because they're poor because they're not safe. They think that they're not safe because they're poor, but the truth is that they are poor because they're not safe.
Yeah.
And if we were to make our communities safer, we would see a lot more economic opportunities come out. South Africa, as a tourism destination, we have got a really a compelling offering just in terms of internationally speaking. We've got beach, we've got safari, we've got town, we've got rural, we've got adventure tourism, we've got ecotourism. So when you look at like what tourism actually has to offer, South Africa has the entire bouquet. And the only reason we're not benefiting from that is because of crime and insecurity. And so, you know, I call it throwing my star fish back into the ocean.
Yeah.
If you know the analogy of like all the starfish out in the ocean and then the person that throws just one back in, I'm just very much aware of I'm making a difference to the people that are impacted by what we do. And we are in, right now, we are in 5 different wards in Soweto. And in those wards, people are beginning to see the economic value of safety.
And speaking about that, how do you engage with local residents and communities in Soweto to really ensure that your tourism initiatives benefit them and also preserve their heritage as well?
So, I mean, one of the major things is that we work directly with the community policing forums, and we find that the community policing forums are our best way into the community because these are members of that community who are willing to give up their time to patrol that particular vicinity, and they do it for free. I've not come across CPFs that are getting paid for what they do. And so we thought these are the best kind of community members to engage with because let's face it, as Black people, we've got psychological challenges. If it's a lack of esteem, we've got a low self-esteem, we don't love ourselves, and that you can see it performed in the ways that we treat each other in Soweto, in the way that we engage with our neighbors, and with the way that, you know, in the way that people engage. So we decided, I mean, I've done a lot of work in Soweto, and so I decided I want to be with the people that are very much like me, you know, the people that want to see our communities thrive. And so we work with the CPFs first and foremost, and that makes our tours really safe because the CPFs know the streets to avoid. They can tell from a mile away, Abokleva. You know, and so it's really been about building those relationships. And as Funkar, I'm walking as a business, we've really also been focused on, outside of the night tours, just focused on, okay, how do we organize access to opportunities for our CPS? So whenever we know about something, we always share it with our network of CPFs so that their children can benefit. And just to tell you, all the youth workers on the night tour are actually children of the CPFs.
Wow, wow, wow. But how do you ensure that the stories and experiences that you share through your tours are really authentic, but also respectful to our local communities as well?
And I love that question because that's so important because, you know, you have all of these charlatans in Soweto telling, you know, taking an opportunity because, of course, we have tourists that come in every day. And, you know, there's people that can just take an opportunity to make a quick buck and tell a story that is not authentic. I work with qualified tour guides. So when you come on my night tour, it's all tour guides that have been trained, but in particular, we train them around our route, and we make sure that all of our tour guides are fully versed on the actual route. I mean, the feedback that we received from one of our patrons 2 months ago when we were in Umzimhlophe, people don't understand that just by looking at the roof of a house in Soweto, you can actually tell who built it, when it was built, the history of that. And a lot of people were just in awe of that kind of insights into understanding the cultural heritage of Soweto. And so for me, I always work with authorized, carded, you know, with South African Tourism. People have accreditation, and so we make sure that all our tour guides are accredited. I'm always there because I feel like I'm the life of the party. So I always show up as the life of the party, but the tour guides do an incredible job. And you know, there's one tour guide that we usually use often. His name is Linda, and he is just so well versed in Soweto. And of course, we also work with Seth Mazibugo. He's one of our partners, and the June 16 Youth Development Foundation. And they make sure that our recount of history is accurate. I mean, on my night tours, you know, if you're lucky, Seth is there. And he talks from the mouth of like, okay, so we came down this road and then the police threw their tear gas. And because of God supporting, you know, our movement, the wind blew the tear gas towards the police. I mean, that's something that happened on June 16, that when the police threw the tear gas, it actually didn't affect the kids at all because of the wind. The wind actually blew the gas back at the perpetrators. So, you know, it's that kind of visceral experience where you are getting just authenticity. And for me, I really believe that, you know, we're watching what's happening on the news with the GNU and with government. And for me, it's about, you know, our future's in our hands. And I'm here doing something that is enabling women's safety, creating employment, support me.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I buy tickets, come to our night tour, come with your corporate group, come with your friends. You know, visit SowetoNightOut.tours. Look at the reviews. But our future is in our hands. Mm. Our politicians have shown us for the last 3 decades that they are actually only interested in position and how they can manipulate systems to their benefit. And if we want to see safety in our lifetime, we're really going to have to look at civil society organizations. We're going to have to look at social entrepreneurs and the things that they're doing that make our lives better. Yeah. And you just have to buy a ticket and support this kind of thing.
So looking ahead, what are your aspirations for the future of this cultural heritage tourism in Soweto, but also South Africa as a whole?
You know, South Africa is one of the most beautiful countries in the world. I've lived overseas. I've lived in other countries. Listen to all the Power FM listeners. No one has weather like us.
Yeah,
God gave us the competitive advantage. We didn't pay for it. We just got it. And so it's really about enjoy your country and explore your country and go on, you know, these experiences that enable our country to be safer. You know, Soweto Night Out Tours enables women's safety above all else. You know, the night tours make sure that it's safe at night for women, because we are telling the government that Soweto could be a 24-hour economy. And, you know, we have no influence over the police. We have no influence over government departments. And, you know, if we all face it, I mean, our government is not serving us at the moment. They're not. I mean, my interactions with government so far have been very corrupt. And so we have to take it in our own hands. And as we are entering Mandela Month, like, let's really internalize that notion of it's in your hands. And I would really just implore Power FM listeners, please buy tickets, because businesses like this are supposed to thrive. And because there's a benefit, I'm a social entrepreneur. I think about social issues and how to solve them. Support that kind of stuff in your community. I'm not sure what's going to happen in 5 years in terms of elections and what that landscape is going to look like. I think it's going to be very different to what we've seen in the past month, because we've all come to understand that all they do is haggle over positions. And why should that matter? And so for Soweto, just to bring it back, Soweto has so much cultural tourism. 300,000 tourists visit Soweto and they leave Soweto by 4 p.m. That should not happen. They should be sleeping in Soweto bed and breakfast. There should be an entire economy that's employing people from those 300,000 tourists. And the role that we're playing is to say, stay in Soweto. See that Soweto is vibrant at night. Also see that there's great accommodation in Soweto. This is a tourist destination. It's not a tourist, like, you know, the buses, they come through, they just look at us through the windows like they're in the zoo. We don't want that to happen anymore. We want tourists to get off the bus and engage with Seth Mazibuko, engage with the actual heritage offering. I mean, there's Winnie Mandela, there's Letambulu, there's Kaifa Semenya, there's Makebula, there's Orlando Pirates, there's Kaizer Chiefs. I mean, there is so much history in Soweto. There's Regina Mundi. I mean, Regina Mundi, if you think about Trevor Huddleston making you know, preparing the way for Hugh Masekela to get his first trumpet. I mean, what are you talking about? Like, the history is incredible.
It's really amazing. It's really, really amazing.
And it's something that every South African should experience. So it's Soweto Outdoor Tours. Visit our website. Buy a ticket.
Buy a ticket. Thank you so much.
Buy a ticket and come through.
Thank you so much, Nomsa Mazwai, sharing her passion and insights on cultural heritage tourism in Soweto, and really a dedication to preserving and promoting the rich history and vibrant culture of this iconic township is truly, truly inspiring.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.